We have the incredible zuchus this week to read Parshas Va'ira. And after the initial dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu once again doubts his ability to properly perform this shlichus, to properly perform this agency. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to be able to convince them? After all, again, they're not going to listen to me. Paro's not going to listen to me. Va'ani arel safasayim. Literally, again, I'm not a good speaker. I'm not an orator. I can't go ahead and convey any type of meaningful message or idea to them. And so I will be unable to win the hearts and minds of Klal Yisrael, and they won't be able to really even put forward a convincing argument to Paro. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 6, verse 13. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron, vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael ve'al Paro melech Mitzrayim lehotzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So literal translation of the Pasuk is as follows. And Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron, and he commanded them, vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael, he commanded them on the Jewish people, or about the Jewish people, and about Paro the king of Egypt, to bring out the Jewish people from the land of Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim, the commentaries, all ask a very simple question. The Pasuk says that God commanded Moshe regarding the Jewish people. The only problem is the Torah doesn't tell us what did God command Moshe. What was the command? Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael means Hashem commanded Moshe regarding the Jewish people. But what ultimately did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to do? What was the command? What was the directive? So the Mefarshim go in all different types of directions. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to be patient with the people. Klal Yisrael, we're not always so easy, not always so agreeable. But if you're patient with us, ultimately we always come through. But I saw a beautiful insight by the Tzaddik Rav Chanuch of Alexander. So Rav of Alexander says something so incredible. He says, "Stasam akosav lo amar matzivam." The Torah tells us that God commanded Moshe something, to do something, but the Torah Kedosha doesn't seemingly tell us what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do. So the Rebbe makes an amazing observation. He says, "Elo ha-posek shel acharav, Eila Rashe Beis Avosam." Now, if you notice in the flow of the parasha, right after the pasuk that we just mentioned, which is Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 6, verse 13, the Torah then goes on to a truncated genealogy. The Torah says, Eila Rashe Beis Avosam, Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, Bnei Levi. Torah goes through ultimately the genealogies of Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ultimately starting with the genealogies of Ruvain and really ending off with the genealogies, the familial lines of Moshe and Aaron. And the Rebbe makes an amazing observation. He says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe to do for Klal Yisrael. Namely what? Kilomar, Hu Atzivui, Shetziva Hashem, Uva Aaron Lemor Libnei Yisrael. So this is amazing. Just before we get into what the Rebbe means, just to appreciate what he's saying, the Rebbe understands the Pasuk to be a flow. Hashem commands Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Vel Aaron, Vayitzavim El Bnei Yisrael. God commanded Moshe and Aaron, and he commanded them something regarding the Jewish people. And the Rebbe of Alexander says, what does God command Moshe and Aaron regarding Klal Yisrael? Eile Roshe Beis Avosam Bnei Ruvain, so on and so forth. God's commanding Moshe, I want you to go to Klal Yisrael, and I want you to give them a little family history. I want you to tell them about the family of Ruvain, about the family of Shimon, about the family of Levi. I want you to tell them all about their ancestors. Tell them about Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Tell them about the great people that they hail from. Tell them about the Avos. Tell them about the Imos. Why? Kilomar, habitu el tzur machzav tchem. Zichru, mihoyo roshe beis avosichem. Du, shetzeetzoi hashvatim atem zerakodesh, b'nei melochim v'anshe yichus. So the Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the people that they are special. Go tell the people that they are extraordinary. Go tell the people that they have the most resilient forms, the most resilient strains of spiritual DNA. Go tell the people how blessed they are. Remind the people that they are chosen. Remind the people that holiness courses through the veins. Remind the people that although they have been broken by 210 years of servitude, that they are still special and they are still holy. And literally the crown of thorns that we have been forced to wear, the crown of thorns of slavery and mistreatment, has not broken us. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood, and what he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, was that the greatest obstacle to redemption was not Paro. The greatest obstacle to redemption was a feeling, a lack of self-worth on behalf of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael, our ancestors in Egypt, were treated and therefore eventually thought of themselves simply as beasts of burden. There was no sense of self. There was no healthy ego. There was no feeling of special kite. There was no feeling that we are an amanivchar, a mamleches kohanim, a gai kadosh. We forgot that we were the children of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We forgot that we hail from the Avos and the Mos. We forgot that ultimately, again, each of us is endowed with an incredible, innate, heightened sense of kiddusha, of holiness. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Shlomo Moshe al Aaron, Vayitzaveh mil b'nei Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron, I need you to go to the Jewish people. And what do you have to do? Tell them the following words. Ela Roshe Beis Avosam. Remember where you come from. Remember who you are. Remember, even though the Egyptians have treated you just like a beast of burden, you are still a holy Jew. You are still someone special. You are still someone unique. See, the Rebbe teaches us that a lot of times when we undergo traumatic events, difficult times in life, whether as individuals or as a nation, the greatest danger is a loss of the sense of self. The greatest danger is when we begin to think that we are no longer extraordinary, that we begin to look at ourselves as ordinary, or even worse, as unhuman, as subpar, as not worth anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I could do all the miracles in the world, right? I could bring 10 Makkos, I could bring 100 Makkos. I could bring Paro to his knees and make him beg you guys to leave. But at the end of the day, the only way salvation, the only way redemption occurs is if we help the people develop a healthy sense of self. It is then and only then that Klal Yisrael is capable of being redeemed. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to convey to Klal Yisrael. And it's a message that resonates with us so much today. So many times in life, we don't accomplish the thing that we want to accomplish because we don't really believe in ourselves. And if I'm honest, the reason I don't believe in myself is because sometimes I've just given up on myself. I don't believe I'm really special. I don't believe I'm unique. I don't believe I have kochos. And maybe I don't even believe that I possess holiness. Why, you'll say, why would I ever think such a thing? Because a lot of times when we fail, we don't just look at our failures, you know, through the lens of, I failed at something. But sometimes when we fail, we begin to look at ourselves as failures. Not just a failure in a particular area, not just a failure in a particular endeavor or initiative, but a failure in life. And the moment that I begin to look at myself as a failure in life is the moment I give up on myself. And the moment I give up on myself is the moment that salvation becomes virtually impossible. We all fail and we all fall, but that doesn't make us failures. That doesn't make us beasts of burdens to schlep around the feelings of rejection and failure that so often we encounter. No matter how many times we fall, no matter how many times we fail, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu resonate with such incredible importance. Eile Rashe Beisavosam. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Leah. We are their children. And because of that, their holiness becomes our holiness, becomes the very holiness which courses through our veins. That holiness is always there. That holiness never goes away, no matter how badly we mess up in life. And it's that holiness which gives us the courage and ability to become something great. Wishing everyone a good Narv Shabbos and a restful and restorative Shabbos Kodesh.